boys. We got Austin, and we finally got David back on the podcast, which is exciting. And
hi.
Today we're going to be diving into the NBA. You know, these guys know the NBA a little bit more than I do. So with further ado, I'll let Austin take us over and explain what we're going to be talking about today.
Without further ado, you idiot.
All right, so much like if you listen to the last podcast, we played a game with John and Mikey where I had 10 players, the current NFL players, and I tried to give them slight clues about who they are. Like, it was just random players. It was nothing crazy. Or it was just verbatim. Like, I don't know what my reason was. But Mikey destroyed John. Mikey annihilated John. The only ones John got correct were no players. John got the two franchises. That was it. So I was like, you know what? I kind of want to mix it up a little bit. So I want to challenge me and myself and my dear friend David Saliba. We're going to replay that game just to reiterate the rules. Mikey's going to give us a couple clues on a player. It's a current NBA player. For the first one between me and David to get it right, we'll get the point. If we have to go to a tie, he has an 11th player that he will use for a tiebreaker. Pretty simple stuff. David, are you ready?
Let's get it on.
Let me put my notes so I can keep score right here. Even though I already know who the winner's gonna be. All right, so we're gonna start this off. I'll give you
Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero.
Okay. Whoa. let's not throw some random guesses here.
Well, you already gave me a hint. You said I think I already know who the winner's gonna be.
Well, I think
Is
we
it either
know.
Of those?
I think we
Is
all
it either
know.
Of those.
Hey, all right, let's start it. I'm gonna give you his position. His points per game, rebounds, assists, and then if you can't get it from there, obviously give you the conference and stuff like that. So this guy is a point guard. He's averaging 14.9 points per game, 4.5 rebounds, and 10.7 assists.
Oh, he's averaging a double-double? Oh, my.
What's the Westbrook?
No. Hey, I got these stats off of ESPN. I mean, they're
averaging a double double.
They're the 2021.
Lonzo.
Stats. Not Lonzo.
John Morant.
Not John Morant.
Oh, he's averaging like 20 something.
I don't know, David. I'm throwing stuff out, trying to eliminate people. Luka Doncic.
It's not Luka.
Not 15 Luka. Points. Ooh.
Hey, I think Luka's definitely averaging more than 14.9 points.
Wait a second. Darius Garland.
No. Okay.
I don't know.
You need another hint?
Hold on. Chris Paul.
Woohoo! Chris Paul. Got it.
Ooh, there you go.
The assists are what really – the assists are what really gave it. Like, I was like – because tennis is a lot of assists, dude. So I was like, this guy's a superstar. I was like, this guy is definitely really good.
So Austin got the first point.
Whatever.
All right. So now we're going to move on. This guy is averaging 26-point points per game. He's averaging 13.8 rebounds, 7.9 assists, and he plays center.
Joel Embiid. What?
Is it Jokic?
Jokic. Jokic. David. Oh, David got that fast, bro.
Give me that.
See, I was convinced. I really thought it was Embiid.
I thought that one was one of the easiest ones, and I figured you guys would either say Embiid or Jokic. Let's look at this guy. I don't think you guys will be able to get this guy. I think we're going to have to help you out here. Okay. He's averaging 15.2 points per game, 3.4 assists, and I did not get his rebounds. I guess it messed up. I can check his rebounds right now. He's a shooting guard.
15 points a game.
I mean, come on.
That's
like a lot of players averaging that many points.
That's still good points, though. 15 points.
Shooting guard?
Yeah, the rebounds probably won't matter too much.
4.1 assists per game.
Is Terry Rozier considered a point guard or a shooting guard?
I would just name guards, to be honest.
Not Terry Rozier.
Zach LaVine. He's averaging more than that.
Not Zach LaVine.
15 and he's a shooting guard.
This one's hard. I think I'm going to have to help you out here.
Jaylen Brown?
No. You guys want another hint?
I hate getting hints.
Don't cheat, Austin.
I'm not cheating.
I'll tell you what you're looking at. I can see it in your glasses.
No, I'm just looking at NBA teams. like just like to have a reminder of like the teams. I'm not looking at any players.
Whatever.
I'll just
pull up the NBA teams.
I'll tell you if they're the Eastern or Western Conference, okay?
Okay.
They're in the East.
They're in the East. 15 a game. And you said it's hard? So it's not anybody from Miami.
Well, it might not be that hard, but it's just – I'll go over stats again. So 15.2 points, 3.4 rebounds, and 4.1 assists.
Tyler Hero.
Not Tyler Hero.
Bradley Beal?
Not Bradley Beal.
No shot.
Shooting guard. God,
Chris Middleton. He's a small forward.
Nope.
Shooting. Evan Fournier?
Nope.
In the East, man.
RJ Barrett.
All right, let me give you one more hint.
Oladipo.
I'm not going to give you what division they're in, but they're fourth in their division.
Okay, so they're not good.
The Cavs?
Can't tell you team. Once
oh, you said division. Oh, I was thinking in their division. Conference still.
Fourth in their division. They're not doing too well. Fred VanVleet?
Nope. I can't. How do I break it down?
I'll give you another hint. This should get it. He just got traded.
James Harden?
Seth Curry.
Seth Curry.
Ah.
Yep.
Dude, that one was tough. That one's tough just because of his numbers, like 15.
Yeah, he's putting up good numbers too, though. I mean.
Yeah, no, those are solid. Those are solid numbers. It's probably gonna rise now he's playing with Brooklyn. It was just like, I don't know, 15 points a game. That could be anybody almost.
Most of these numbers I got. I mean, they're a lot similar. All right, I'll give you another one. 21.8 points per game, 16.4 rebounds, 6 assists. He's a small forward.
Six. Giannis.
Can you say that again?
What?
21.8 points per game.
That's insane numbers, whoever this is.
6.4 rebounds and 6 assists.
DeMar DeRozan.
Forward.
DeMar DeRozan.
No.
Wait, you said 6.4?
Assists.
Jimmy Butler.
Bingo.
Yeah. Ah.
I thought you said 16. I was like, who is averaging 16 as a small forward? That's why I said Giannis.
Austin's up 3-1. Can David get the 3-1 comeback?
Oh yeah, the Jimmy one, that's kind of unfair. I know Jimmy's stat line like the back of my hand.
When you said 6.4.
Jimmy. Hey, you want to hear a really hard – you guys want to go for a really hard one here? Maybe Dave can get this one.
Why would Dave get this one?
No, he's in the league. All right, 13.4 points per game, 4.2 rebounds, and 1 assist, and he's a power forward.
Julius Randle. The dude on the Hornets. The hot one, Kelly Oubre. He's a power forward?
Kevin Love.
Not Kevin Love.
Who knows what a power forward is anymore anyway?
You said 1 assist?
Yep, 1 assist.
As a power forward. Rui Hachimura.
Nope. 13 points? Come on, man.
Hey, I'll give you one more. He's been hurt, too, a little bit.
Anthony Davis.
Nope.
Can we get – let's just
– Blake Griffin.
Nope.
Oh, that's a good guess, though. Power forward, man. Who? Give us another hint. Give us, like, the conference. That's going to help. That's
Western Conference.
Western Conference, power forward. Western Conference, power forward.
Tristan Thompson. Nope. He's a center.
Ah, dude. Who? Josh Jackson.
I don't even know what position anyone is anymore.
Josh Jackson?
Nope.
Dude. Draymond Green?
Nope.
What's the stats again? 13 or what?
Hold on. Give me 1 second.
They're not that good except for the points.
It's 13.4 points per game. Okay, so he also plays small forward, too. So I read that off of the NBA. I mean
– Andrew Wiggins.
No.
Yeah, I knew it. No, I should have known.
Small forward, power forward. In the Western Conference, it's like
and
super average.
Second to last in their division.
Nobody cares about this player. Why are we even talking about him?
He's
and he's been in the league for a very long time.
Been in the league for a long time in the West.
Very long time. His team is second to last in their division. They're in the West. He plays power forward.
Thunder?
Forward. Who?
The Thunder?
Nope.
Not Why am I stumped right now?
Oh, in their division. God, if I keep doing that.
Zion Williamson. Nope.
Bro, I don't know, dude.
Yeah,
Mikey, what are you doing to me?
Okay, he's been. Okay, let me give you another. He's been in the league for a while, and everyone thought that he was done. He couldn't come back.
DeMarcus Cousins.
No.
That's a good guess.
Max Kellerman said this guy cannot play anymore.
He's not a small forward.
Oh my god.
Oh, Melo. Carmelo Anthony.
Boom. I told you David was going to get it, man.
I thought Boogie was a good one, man. I really thought Boogie I got a good one. One.
I told you it was a hard one, man. I know you guys know your NBA, so I didn't want to pick like basic players because you guys would get the basic players like that. So I try to pick some players that you like. Maybe I don't know. So let's go on to another one, which I don't think anyone's gonna get.
That's great.
this guy's good. We'll probably get this guy. He's averaging 21.8 points per game, 3.9 rebounds, 5.1 assists.
Tyler Hero.
And he plays point guard.
Tyler Hero.
No, man, get off the Tyler Hero shit.
Tyler Hero.
21-3-1
21-3-5
All right, let's just start with you. Also, just go ahead and give us
Lonzo, LaMelo.
Zach
LaVine.
He's in the West.
Okay. John Morant.
Nope.
No.
He plays point guard in the West. Ooh.
They're in the last place of their division.
Damian Lillard.
Nope.
De'Aaron Fox.
What's the dude?
De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox.
I wanted to say, what's the point guard? Deontay Murray. That's what I was gonna say.
Austin's up 4-2. 4-2.
Are we playing 2-5? 6?
Yeah.
All
right. So this guy's averaging 13 points, 13 rebounds, 5.4 assists per game. He plays point guard, and they are first.
He plays point guard?
He's averaging
13 rebounds?
What it said, man.
This guy is a
Russell Westbrook?
No.
If he's only averaging 13 points, that's still good.
Ben Simmons.
Nope.
He hasn't played, David.
I mean, I was just thinking, what is a point guard that would be getting 13 rebounds?
Yeah, that's actually insane.
Dude, there's no shot.
Hold on. Let me fat check this.
Yeah.
Let me fat check it.
They're in the what conference?
If he's right, that's insane. This guy is slept.
I copied and pasted from ESPN. So, let me go to ESPN real quick. ESPN.
I am mesmerized by whoever this is.
I am mesmerized by you.
Because I just read that and it kind of didn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't, Mike.
It might have when I copy and pasted it, it might have transferred over the points to rebounds, and I'm kind of thinking that's where
thirteen and thirteen is. I mean, this guy's.
Bro, why are you giving? Yeah,
I'm sorry, players? I'm wrong. It's 5.4 rebounds. It transferred over, so that's
13-5-4.
13-5-5.
Five point guard.
13-5-5 point guard, first in their division.
In the East.
I haven't told you that one yet.
Okay, that's pretty good numbers. Hey, but they're good. It's a good team. Who's good? Darius Garland.
Oh, Alex Caruso.
Not Alex Caruso. What do you say, Austin?
Jrue Holiday. Darius Garland.
I said Darius Garland.
Come on, man. Come on, guys.
Kyle Lowry.
They're in the East.
It's not Jrue Holiday. It's not Kyle Lowry.
I said that.
It's a good team in the East. It's a good team in the East. Who's a good team in the East? Who's a good team in the East? Yes, he said that. Oh, why am I dude, when you get on the spot, you draw blanks. Like, I should know who this is.
I'm thinking Malcolm Brogdon.
Nope. You guys should be able to get this. Come on.
It's not Lonzo?
Oh, you guys said Lonzo?
Lonzo Ball?
I said it now.
No, he said it's not. I said it first.
I thought somebody said Lonzo, and you said no.
David said Lonzo the last time.
Man, what the?
Yeah, I am this time.
I hate you.
I can't tell if he's lying. He's a lying sack.
I said it after he asked if it was.
I said it's not Lonzo. Like, question.
This is in Jeopardy, Austin.
And then he said,
Lonzo. Yeah. I mean, Austin. I mean, if you would have said Lonzo, then I would have gave it to you. You said, is it not Lonzo? I mean, it's the same thing. It was Lonzo. It was my man Lonzo. All right, this guy coming up here.
Wait, so what does Caruso play on the Bulls? Shooting guard?
Shooting guard.
Yeah, and he's also hurt.
He's hurt right
That's
now.
That's a toughie.
So this guy's averaging 24-1, 4.8 assists. No, 4.8 rebounds, 5.4 assists.
John Morant.
No. This guy, to give you a hint, this guy just started playing again.
Paul George. Is he playing? I don't know. No. Sound like some Paul George numbers.
Just started playing.
This should. Oh, I didn't give you his position. Point guard. He just started playing again.
Just started point playing guard. Point guard.
What?
Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, I have no idea. Honestly.
Steph Curry.
Does Luka count as a point guard? He's been playing.
He's a point guard. That's good numbers.
Was he like hurt all season, or Trae he just like came back?
Trae Young.
Can't tell you why he was out. But he was out, and he's back. He's not back. He's not back fully either.
LaMelo?
He only plays three games.
He's only played three games. He averaged that many points? Good God.
No, he's only played certain games.
Oh. Kyrie Irving!
Yup.
Ah.
David, you're falling here. It's 6-2 here, man.
Whatever, man. I got Lonzo. All right. You can't tell me I didn't.
This guy, when he played, because he has missed a lot of games, was averaging 27, 7-2, or 7.2, 3.7. Power forward.
Anthony Davis.
I got it first. No, oh, what?
I got it first.
Dude, I read these stats, and I want to look at it again. It doesn't make sense to me because I didn't think he was doing this well. But
you said it wasn't Anthony Davis?
No, it's not. And this.
I thought I got it right.
No. Because when I look at this guy's number, right, I'm looking at it right now. If this thing will load.
Zion Williamson.
There you go. You got
Ain't
it.
No way he's averaging that much.
Well, I'm reading it right. I am reading it right now. 20. He was averaging.
Oh my God.
Because he
I was thinking that, but I was like, there's no way Zion's averaging that.
Put the crown on my head.
Get out of my face.
7-2. 7-2.
Because you're right. This is why so many people want to hurt you, Austin.
All right, ready?
You want to hurt me?
David, I think you got this one here. 14.3 points per game, 7.3 rebounds, 2.1 assists. I did not put his position. I think he's power forward. Let's see.
Pascal Siakam.
No.
Pascal Siakam.
Seven to two.
Draymond Green.
Slow. No, they are second place in their division. They're actually doing pretty good.
What's the
Kevin Love?
He got it,
bro.
He got it, man. I told you he's a power forward. I was like, I'm pretty sure he's power forward.
Yeah. Whatever, you freaking nerd. You nerd.
Awesome wins, man.
Austin just watches too much TV.
Austin just shut you out.
I'm elite.
We can do the last one for see if David can at least get one more.
I got two, actually, so.
If you can get one more. All right, this guy, 17.1 points per game, 3.8 rebounds, 3.1 assists. He's been hurt. He's coming off an injury, and he just now started playing. They kind of babied him. He could have came back a little bit earlier, but they chose to rest him for a little bit. He's a shooting guard.
Klay Thompson.
There you go.
Ah!
I was going to say, second best shooter on the team.
All right, so I basically got five.
No.
Because I was thinking Zion, but I wouldn't have ever expected Zion to be averaging 27. And I said Lonzo, technically, before Austin. So, really.
Well, funny thing is, just the 11, so even if you had five, I just had six. So.
Well, you know, I did better than it looked. Just
okay, well, that was a great segue to our topic for today. Is just the NBA in general and our overall views of the NBA today. And you know, before we get into who we think is the best team in each conference, because that's a debate for everybody. A big factor in that was a trade that happened right before the deadline for Ben Simmons for James Harden. And obviously the Nets got a couple other pieces that I thought really made the trade.
That Curry, baby.
But I want to ask, before I give my take, I want to ask you guys each who you think won that.
Honestly, I think that with everything we're taking into account here, if you would have asked me this 2 years ago, you know, I'd probably have to say James Harden. But with the way James Harden has proven time and time again that he's not that guy that's necessarily going to lead your team to a championship. I mean, has he ever played in one since he was with OKC back in the day when he was like, when he wasn't ball dominant? If he could like put his ego to the side and like maybe get in the gym and stop partying so much, then maybe he could, I mean, seriously, maybe he could do something. But I think basketball, even though it's, you know, you can look at all these superstars and what they do, it's still a team sport at the end of the day. And I mean, you can see that right now with the Lakers. You know, they got LeBron, AD, and Russell Westbrook, and they're not even in the playoffs right now. So I honestly think that as a team, the Nets, especially into the future with their two first round picks, are looking like they're coming out on top.
Mikey?
Yeah, no, I agree with David. You know, I'm a Nets fan, and I honestly thought that Kyrie was going to be the problem. Not saying that he hasn't been a problem, but I thought I thought the biggest problem was going to be Kyrie instead of Harden, because I mean, we looked at last year, and you know, Harden was fine with playing the type of ball they were playing, but he wants to play ISO ball, and you're not playing that when you got Kevin Durant right next to you. But I mean, I think they win this because, I mean, obviously we get two first rounders. Seth Curry, I think, was a good pickup to come off the bench because we don't really have guys on the bench that can really play. And picking up Seth really helps us out. And, you know, Ben Simmons, I mean, we could talk all we want about Ben Simmons, how he can't shoot. We don't need another shooter. Once Kyrie, right. Once Kyrie comes back, because New York, it just came out today, actually, that New York is looking in about a few weeks to. You don't have to be vaccinated anymore. So that means we get Kyrie back for home games. We got Kyrie and Kevin Durant to shoot the ball for us. As long as Ben Simmons can play down low and pass the ball like he always has been doing, I mean, I think that's a great asset right there. I mean, having James Harden, Kyrie, and Kevin Durant, I mean, who do you want to shoot the ball? I mean, they can all shoot. And James Harden's attitude was terrible later on during the season. And getting him out of the locker room, I think, is a lot better. Steve Nash and him didn't click. And we get.
But you can also. We can't forget. You know, James Harden has his problems, but you know, then there's also Ben Simmons.
Yeah, so. But I think Ben Simmons now he's not in Philly. You know, Philly fans are. If you don't do well one game, they're gonna trash you. If you do well, they're gonna love you. So I mean, I don't think it's as toxic as a fan base. And playing with Kevin Durant and Kyrie's only gonna make Ben Simmons better. And it's the pressure on Ben Simmons now to do well is so much less than it was on Philly. Because
you could argue that it's more.
It's more in a sense that he's got to play defense and pass the ball more.
He has to prove himself still, though. And now he's going to a whole other team. And I'm just playing devil's advocate here, but he's going to an entirely new organization.
You don't need to play devil's advocate. I'm the devil. Because let me tell you.
Hold up. To argue David's point here, we can look at it the other way, as in Philly, the pressure was him to shoot. They needed him to shoot. Now Brooklyn, they don't need him to shoot.
That was just social media, though. There was never any real pressure for that, I don't think. Like from the coaching and from the teammates.
But from a fan standpoint, us as fans, I don't care if Ben Simmons can shoot the ball twice a game. And I won't care because I got Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving to do it. So it from my standpoint is we got a player who can play defense, got a player who can drive, got a player who can pass, and I got two shooters that will get it done for me. At three shooters with Seth Curry now.
Okay. Now if we're going long term, the Nets definitely want to trade. Those two first round picks are massive. If we're talking right now, it's Philly in my opinion. First of all. What you talk? You think about the head cases that are going to have to come together as a team in Brooklyn right now. You've got three of like the craziest people mentally in basketball on the same team. That's just on the mental side. You know, some people can say, "Well, that's not basketball." Okay, fine. You don't talk basketball. What did Ben Simmons really give you? It's a great defender, but you have a guy who hasn't played in forever. His offensive game is very average at best, and we haven't been able to see what he can do. Big man. Let's wait. We haven't got to see what he can do as a big man. We don't know what he can do as a big man. He's never had to do it. And then you want to look at the Philly side of things. David, you'll probably remember this. when James Harden was having his best years in Houston, who's the center? You remember?
Clint Capella.
Clint Capella. Dominant big man. Pick and roll. If you want to run the ISO ball with that pick and roll, he was dominant.
That is a great point. He doesn't have anyone in the backcourt that's going to be stealing the ball from him.
Exactly. A dominant big man in Joel Embiid now. And you can run the ISO ball. You can run that pick and roll with a MVP, an MVP candidate.
Arguably, he made Clint Capella what he was.
Exactly. So now you have that with Embiid, and you still have a – and now if you take the Houston away from it, you have a better roster around you in Philly than you with Tobias Harris and people like that. I genuinely believe that this is better for the Sixers. Do I think the Sixers are a better team? Not necessarily. But do I think they won this trade if we're talking right now? Yes, I do. I do. And I think we're going to see a different James Harden. I think we're going to see James Harden we're not used to seeing, because he's had to share the backcourt recently, and when he's been going down, had to share backcourt with a ball-dominant guy in Russell Westbrook, a ball-dominant player in Kevin Durant. Now it's James Harden, who's one of the best players ever. One of the best offensive players ever. Let's let him now do his thing as the main ball handler with arguably the best center in basketball.
Okay.
Yeah, not to mention Kyrie Irving in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I mean, and this is no. I'm not going to sit here and say the Nets are a bad team, but
no,
the big thing for this trade for them was adding Seth Curry and Drummond. If they just did this straight up with Simmons and Harden, man, the Nets, because their rotation's very, very minimal.
Okay,
I'm not a big believer in Ben Simmons. I've never really thought he was this guy that everyone thinks he is. I know his numbers were impressive. When I cannot see Ben Simmons being a winner. I don't consider him a winner. I don't think he has that in him. And Kyrie has shown glimpses of it, but only with LeBron. KD, yeah, that's a winner.
What?
Kyrie, yes, he has. He's only shown glimpses of being a winner. A winner. I'm not saying a good basketball player. A winner with LeBron. What does Kyrie Irving want without LeBron?
Okay, I mean, I get the winning.
But Kyrie next to KD is basically the same dynamic.
Is it though?
Okay. Let me argue here.
Well, KD is not the leader LeBron is by any stretch of the imagination. KD has proven that he can't lead a team either on his own.
Okay,
KD is the problem.
So
what?
Time out.
You guys want to argue KD this, KD that.
Well, this is what I said like in our first ever episode. We were talking about Giannis versus KD, and this is why I don't like KD. And I honestly thought the Nets on paper won this trade, but if you look at Kevin Durant, he's proven that he can't lead a team on his own. The only rings he has, he was piggybacking off of Steph Curry.
No, I'm glad you brought that up, because you want to also argue KD's mental space isn't like a shared ball and stuff. He went to the Warriors with Klay and Steph. Did we hear a word out of him?
I didn't say he wouldn't share the ball. That's not what I said.
You're saying his mental state, and his mental state is going to be coming from sharing the ball and not being the best player on that team.
You're assuming things. What I am saying, and David, you can attest to this, because we know. I mean, we've watched basketball for a long time. When it comes down to those playoff rounds, and it gets down to that to the grind of a conference championship series in the finals, it doesn't matter how good you are. You got to be that dude. You have to be a leader.
Grant is that dude.
But is he?
He is. He is.
No.
Do not even try to start arguing saying Kevin Durant.
No, he is. I just don't think he has the ability to get there.
What I'm saying is, I am not saying Kevin Durant is a bad basketball player. I think Kevin Durant right now is the best basketball player in the NBA.
No, you're saying clutchness. You're saying, like, in the moment, who's going to step up.
That has factor in it. But you have to lead. When he's the guy in Brooklyn. We have never seen Kevin Durant truly lead a team to a championship. He didn't have to lead Steph Curry. They've been there before.
They've been close.
Okay. Let me argue this, because I haven't been able to get a damn word about my Nets.
Okay, go.
Okay? One, I got multiple points. Okay. LeBron went to Cleveland, won with Kyrie. So Kyrie knows how to play with a superstar, right? I know Kyrie's changed, but Kyrie knows how to play with a superstar and win a championship. Kevin Durant has went to a superstar team, won a championship. Kevin Durant and Kyrie, before Kyrie went loco in the head about the whole vaccine stuff, they played pretty well together, but they were injured, right?
And Mikey, to go along with what you're saying, KD did early on in his career lead the Thunder to the finals. They just had to play LeBron in his prime with Boston Wade.
So looking at Kevin Durant and Kyrie, they when this whole COVID thing didn't happen, they were playing well together. They just ended up getting injured and we couldn't get it done because it was just Kevin Durant, right? Now, what can Brooklyn not do? One, play defense. Two, score down low.
Who is your primary big man?
Blake Griffin, LaMarcus Aldridge. I mean,
not primary big man. Who's your primary big man?
Kevin Durant. Bro, we got nobody.
And also, I just want to also say this as well. Yes, you added Seth Curry, but let's also not act like Seth Curry is some world breaker.
No, Seth Curry is a great bench player. I'm not trying to argue that. I'm trying to argue that now we got a real defender, and we got a guy who can drive to the paint, and that's exactly what we needed.
The best thing that the Nets got out of this is Ben Simmons, because he is one of the very few people that can guard Giannis. So that is a positive thing from them.
And who do we lose to? Because we couldn't guard Giannis.
Who
did we lose to? Because we couldn't guard Giannis. If Durant's foot was about this much smaller, we would have went.
I have said that for
a while. Feet flat.
I agree. But I also think the East is a lot different this year than it was last year. I think there's a lot of different teams that can make a case.
And my final point is, you're talking about crazy players. Embiid's just as crazy.
He's not.
Yes, he is. He causes drama everywhere he goes to. There's been drama around the league. Embiid.
Where has he been?
Drama? He talks a lot of trash to teams, but he hasn't caused drama within that organization. When the whole Jimmy Butler thing was going on, he was one of the few people that was on Jimmy Butler's side. Like, he was saying, like, yeah, our organization's soft. He's not, first of all, even if he was crazy, there's very few people on the planet Earth as crazy as Kyrie Irving and Ben Simmons. Especially the Kyrie Irving. He might be the craziest human.
Okay, before this whole Ben Simmons thing happened, what has Ben Simmons done? Before this whole thing of the playoffs and he couldn't shoot, he couldn't do anything, what has Ben Simmons
done? I know this isn't a conversation, but I would just like to say that I don't think Kyrie's crazy for not wanting to get injected with dead babies.
No, I'm not talking about all that. If you go to his Instagram post and see what he posts, like, and see what he says, he just doesn't make sense. You're like, this guy might be a little crazy. I'm not talking about the whole vaccine stuff.
I mean, I would love to
have... Hey, man, I don't know what he's seen. I don't know his life. I don't claim to know what's going on in his head and why he makes the decisions that he does.
I just would love to see a recording of 30 minutes in a room. They're locked in a room. Antonio Brown and Kyrie Irving. You're what that ensued. It would be amazing, in my opinion. So that...
I'll throw you one better. Kanye West and Antonio Brown.
There are Kanye in there with both of them.
I don't think they're coming out alive.
This is a good
segue. Genius that ain't crazy.
This is a good segue from, and because now Mikey just basically, we just argued Mikey's pick for the East, and Mikey just told us who he thinks is going to win the East. So David, let me ask you before I give mine.
No, timeout.
Who do you think is going to win? Timeout. What are we timing out about? You just argued about the Nets and talked about the Nets. What is there more to say?
I think they're going to win the East? I don't think they're going to be the first place. Are we talking about going to the finals or being first?
Finals.
In the playoffs.
Representing the finals.
Oh, the Nets.
Yeah, okay. We just argued that. So, David. Finals. So, David, your pick for the East.
I'm going to have to go with, well, in my mind, it's between two teams. Well, you could throw the Nets in there, but in my mind, it's between the Heat and the Bucks.
I heard
some. And I want to lean towards the Heat, but I know that's what Austin's going to say. So I think I'm going to go with the Bucks.
That's not a bad choice. That really isn't.
And I think that, I mean, it's Giannis, first of all. They're what, the second seed behind the Heat?
They're third.
Third seed.
Not even the third seed. I think they're like... Hold on. Let me check.
Fourth. Okay. Milwaukee's whatever seed they are.
Milwaukee's third in their division right now. Milwaukee's a fifth seed.
Okay. So they're in a tough division. They're fourth in the conference.
Fifth
in the conference. Okay. Whatever. It's Giannis. I think he's the best player in the league. I don't think there's anyone. I don't care if you want to talk about his play style. I don't care what you want to say. If anyone can go in and score 40 points and 15 rebounds in the finals, he's the best player in the NBA. And he can impose his will on any team that he plays. And that's why – in the playoffs, what it comes down to is having – Giannis is the new LeBron, in my opinion. And That's why I think I'm going to give it to the Bucks here.
So everything you just said, I agree with. When I was making mine, my decision, I really did try to think of this as like, okay, say I'm not a Heat fan, I got to look at this just as someone. But that is knowledgeable, because the problem with a lot of people in the Heat is we're not the ones on TV. We're not the flashy people. We've had this conversation before. We're not the kind that's like, you're going to see on SportsCenter and on Instagram. So people tend to forget about us. My argument between – I was going between the Bucks and the Heat, because the Bucks could realistically, I think, win it because of everything you just said with Giannis and Chris Middleton being great and Drew Holiday being great. I think what makes me flip is a signing that happened in the offseason, and it was the Bucks losing P.J. Tucker and then the Heat gaining P.J. Tucker. People do not realize how big of a get a player like P.J. Tucker is. His ability to guard anybody on the floor and be so drunk. He's one of the only
players. He's a glue. He's one of those glue pieces that a lot of people don't understand.
Right. And he's one of those few people that I look at. And you look at the box score, he'll have 0 points, but his plus minus will be like 15, 20 points. Because he just locks in. In that Nets series, he was all over Kevin Durant. Now, Kevin Durant is obviously going to do what Kevin Durant does. But P.J. Tucker definitely minimized the damage. And then you want to look at the Heat, and you want to look at when we come playoffs, like you said. So that is, in my opinion, at least, the two biggest things come playoff time is defense and depth, because everyone's going to score. You're going to be able to get offense going. If you can defend and you have depth, you have a good shot in any series. Defending wise, David, I'm gonna ask you this, because you were going back between the Heat and the Bucks. When I list off these four perimeter defenders that start, Jimmy Butler, Kyle Lowry, P.J. Tucker, and then you got Bam Adebayo holding the play, an all defensive center who can guard.
Who was the last one?
You. Bam Adebayo. What? Bam Adebayo.
Bam. Okay.
That can guard.
Say those again.
Kyle Lowry, Jimmy Butler, P.J. Tucker, Bam Adebayo.
Oh yeah, I know where you're going with this.
Have fun scoring on that. That's going to be a very tough team to score on.
No, yeah, P.J. Tucker is a dog, like he said in his drunken speech on the parade last year, and the Heat are a bunch of dogs. And it's just one more. And I mean, we've seen what the Heat can do. I mean, they made it to the finals 2 years ago without PJ Tucker. They basically have the same team, just better developed, more chemistry.
And
I think they very well could make it. They're the number one seed in the whole league right now. I mean,
and I add this too. Then you talk defending, where it's like, we need offense. We've got shooters. You've got Tyler Herro, who is, say what people want to say before the season, he's balling right now. He's the sixth man of the year right now.
And this just comes back to the fact that it's a team sport, you know. It has a lot to do with the superstars, but when it comes down to it is how you can play as a team.
Yeah, exactly. Because like I said, like I'm elaborating, you got Tyler Herro, you have Duncan Robinson, you have Max Schreiber. Three guys that can pop off and hit seven threes in any given night, okay? And then here's my last point here. People forget about it. And also you say superstar, I'm telling you, when the going gets tough, there's nobody I want to have the ball in their hands, at least on the Miami Heat roster, than Jimmy Butler. He will perform when his back gets a wall. I went to the game against the Hornets the other night, and he was shooting like 3 for 19. He was playing terrible. Scored the last 5 points of the game. He shot a three. He was 0 for 8 on three. Hit a three in the final minute of the game. That's just Jimmy. But then
he's a freaking dog. Oh, I love him. I love him so much. We need to do a Jimmy Butler segment.
My final point, and this is something that I think all three of us have forgotten. You know who comes?
Oh, we should do a segment where we each three pick our favorite players of any like sports, and we just talk about why we love them. Okay, sorry, go.
This is going to be quite the build. Quite the build. You got all three of us have forgot. I forgot about him to a degree. In about a couple weeks, you know who's going to return to the Miami Heat?
LeBron,
a former All Star, Victor Oladipo. Oh,
like, what?
Yes,
he's been hurt. Right?
All year. Knee surgery.
Oh!
Not him.
Yeah. So, I knew you forgot about that. Listen,
that's nasty.
That starting lineup?
That
Kyle Lowry, Oladipo, Jimmy, PJ, and Bam?
Yeah.
That is nasty.
Tyler Herro off the bench.
Oh!
Off the bench.
I'm shocked that all this talk about the 76ers and Austin, how they won the trade to win right now, and you even
do they even start Depo, or do they bring him off the bench?
Who? Oh, Depo.
He's Depo.
He's gonna come off the bench to start. And then I say the I talked about the perimeter defending. People forget, Oladipo was an All-Star, and he also was an All Defensive Player. He won.
That's what I was about to say, bro.
That score on that team, dude. Have fun scoring on that team.
Bro.
Outscore them four games in a series. You have to
they can just play matchup zone and just give you nightmares.
But he can score 85 points and win a game. That's how good the defense
is. Wow. Yeah. So, and especially with the rule changes this year, I mean.
People are sleeping on him. But you look at that starting five, I wouldn't want to play against any of – I would not want to play against that defense. Not at all. But that's my point. I didn't want to be biased, but if you really want to break it down and you really want to look at it, it does make sense. And I'm not the only person saying this. Kendrick Perkins, Stephen A., J.J. Redick, a lot of people are saying they are picking the Heat out of the East. So this is not just Austin Gomes. I'm being as factual as
– We all know everything that comes out of Stephen A. Smith's mouth is 100% fact.
Yeah.
But, Mikey, you care to rebuttal it anyway?
No, I'm just shocked after all this talk about how Philly won that trade and how, oh, my God, MVP and B, James Harden, oh, my God, not even mentioned.
Okay. Mikey, you're not getting the point here, and it's okay. I know.
No, I get the point. I can't argue your point because it's a fair argument. I'm just saying you want to mention the Bucks in there too, but you don't even mention Philly. Wow. And you just argued that trade so much.
Yeah, because the Nets and Philly got a bunch of Looney Tunes, and neither of them are going to make the finals.
But yeah, Mikey, I understand your little – it's stuff you struggle to understand stuff sometimes, and I'm trying to be understanding that. What I'm saying when I say they won the trade was it. I think it helped Philly more than it helped Brooklyn. But I did not. But I also said in my argument, I still think Brooklyn's the better team. I just said I think it helped Philly more than it helped Brooklyn.
You want to hear my argument for why the Nets are going to win?
No, Mikey. Yes. Wait, hold on.
The best player in the world and arguably the second or third best point guard in the league. That's all I need.
Well, it's
the best player in the world?
Kevin Durant, man.
I don't know about Giannis.
Kevin Durant.
Okay, we can have this debate again, but not. We'll do it another time.
Yeah, 6'7" sharpshooter all day.
Let's bet. Who makes it further in the playoffs right now? KD or Giannis?
KD. I'm telling you, when it's game time, KD's gonna turn it on, and they should have beat the Bucks.
$20.
I'm jumping in. KD, Giannis, or Jimmy Butler. What's up? Let's do this.
I don't know if I want to bet against Jim.
Bro, I'm taking the Nets. I'm telling you. They're going all the way. This is
all right, so who's put in 20?
With all the drama this year, KD's about to shut everyone up and say, hey, I can go win a championship without Steph Curry.
Mikey, here's what you don't – and I know it doesn't matter. I know it doesn't matter right now. You guys are the 8th seed, so you got to have to claw your way to get home court advantage. And then – Kyrie Irving's gonna play in half your playoff games.
Hey, this is the plan, man. We don't want home field advantage. We want Kyrie playing the whole time. We don't want
home field advantage. Yeah, they're gonna lift the
mask. We don't want to play in New York. We want to go play everywhere else but New York.
So
we don't want
to
play in New York.
Something.
We want Kyrie back, so we're saying, hey, we're gonna sit Kevin Durant, we're gonna sit James Harden because they're hurt. We're gonna lose games. And then, you know, when we need to make the playoffs, we're saying Kevin Durant back in.
Yeah, that sounds like a bulletproof plan there, Mikey. Let's leave.
Hey, that's a good point.
Your Miami Dolphins wanted to take Brian Flores, so I mean, and they paid the guy. So, I mean, is it that crazy? Is it that crazy, Austin?
Mikey.
I don't think it's that far-fetched.
Oh, okay. I'm dealing with an idiot.
Hey, this is what happens when you bring on for NBA.
Yeah.
All right. All I'm saying is, you heard it here first, everyone. Mikey, Austin, David, $20 each. We got Jimmy. We got Giannis. We got KD.
I like how you
Austin,
said
you still need to sing too. Whatever happened to that?
I didn't forget about that.
A sink? Yeah,
he had a sing. I want our bowl game bets, and he still needs a freaking.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's happening.
Pay up, son.
I do have to sing.
We got to set a precedent of following up on our bets.
I brought it up because Mikey's going to forget, so don't. But I like how, David, when you listed those names, you said Jimmy, Giannis, and KD. You listed them in order of greatness, and I really do appreciate that.
I just was looking at it in order of whose faces are on my screen, and even though I looked at Mikey, I still almost forgot KD's name because he's that much below Jimmy and Giannis.
I will. It's been fun. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Hey, well, we got to go. We got to go to the West, man.
Oh, shoot. Heck yeah. My apologies, everybody.
Come on, man. And I'm not the NBA guy, but at least I don't forget a freaking conference.
Sorry, we're just on that for so long. Mine's pretty short and sweet. Actually, it's not too short and sweet. I'm taking the Warriors out of the West just because Klay's back. Steph is being Steph. Draymond is – they have that experience. They have the championship pedigree. I would take the Suns. The only reason I'm not is because Chris Paul's health is always a concern. And Chris Paul, they can't win it. So I'm taking the Warriors.
Go ahead, Dave. Mike? Want me to go?
Go for it.
I mean, I came on here and I was going to take the Warriors, but I hate that Austin just took them. Really hate it. Really makes me mad. But I'm going through here, and I don't see anyone coming close. I mean, I don't ever want to count out the Lakers. I really don't want to ever count them out. They just look like a dumpster fire. Anthony Davis might be done. LeBron, I mean, LeBron's being LeBron. But, yeah, I got to take Golden State. I mean, with Steph and Klay and the way they're performing, as long as Klay stays healthy, I don't think anyone's going to be able to play defense on those guys, because when you got a guy who can shoot half-court shots and make them, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I want to disagree with you guys. But, I mean, I think Steph Curry is the best player in the league besides Giannis. And I don't really think it's smart to bet against him, especially the way he's been playing this season. I mean, he looks like the Steph whenever they were winning 72 games. So, yeah. Or 73.
There's just no one else to trust in the West. You know what I mean? I mean, you obviously got this.
I mean, and you could say the Suns. I mean, the Suns are definitely going to be more developed than they were even last year when they did make it. So, I mean, you can definitely make an argument for the Suns.
But that, I mean,
but
that's it, right?
I think it's dumb to bet against the Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and they've been there way too many times to bet against them. And even with healthy Chris Paul.
Yeah, I mean, I could make an argument for the Suns just for argument's sake, you know, but that would just be dishonest.
It would definitely be a great series if we get to see it. I do think the Suns are a way better matchup than anybody else for the Warriors because they're so long on the perimeter. And their wings are extremely long and are one of the few teams that I think can actually guard Golden State. And I think they're a little deeper than Golden State, but there's something about them where I don't want to go against.
Yeah.
But I could realistically see with those wing defenders, those long guys they have on the outside defending for Phoenix and the depth they have, and a true dominant big man in DeAndre Ayton, which is something that the Warriors lack. Yeah, I could see it. And I wouldn't be surprised to see it, but
obviously. And people forget how important that is. People forget how important that is, you know? Massive. I mean, the Lakers proved it. Size still matters in the NBA.
Well, yeah, and without Ayton, the Suns don't make it to the finals last year. With an average big man, they don't make it. That's why they had
right.
So that's my pick.
That was their advantage, honestly.
Their advantage over LA.
That was what they had last year.
Because the Clippers had Kawhi and Paul George, but they didn't have any way to combat DeAndre Ayton. So yeah, that's my pick.
Exactly.
But I am going to take the Warriors at the end of the day. So, well,
Warriors.
Now we can say thank y'all for listening to this episode of That Damn Sports Podcast. Full NBA episode. We'll hope to get you back. We're kind of on a weird schedule since there's not really anything too big happening right now. But we're going to get you guys one by the end of next week as well. So
we're going to. You said nothing big. There's been a lot of hires in the NFL. We're definitely going to go over the hires in the NFL. New head coaches.
Well, yeah, we maybe need to do a mini segment on old buddy Juwan too.
Oh, Juwan. Yeah, anyway, thanks for listening to That Damn Sports Podcast. And we will see you guys next week.